This week in West Virginia history, a devastating flood struck Harper's Ferry on October 16, 1942. Ironically, it occurred on the 83rd anniversary of John Brown's raid, the event that forever put Harper's Ferry in the history books. The town's early history was tied to water. In the 1740s, settler Robert Harper established a ferry there at the confluence of the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers, giving the town its name. Then, based on a recommendation from George Washington, one of the nation's two government armories and arsenals was built at Harper's Ferry. The armory and much of the town was wiped out during the Civil War. The town continually struggled to recover. However, periodic flooding dealt townspeople one setback after another. Particularly devastating floods occurred in 1870, 1896, 1924, and 1936. After the 42 flood destroyed some of the last homes and businesses in the lower town, all hope seemed lost. But West Virginia Congressman Jennings Randolph stepped in with a plan to turn portions of the town over to the National Park Service. Randolph's actions helped save Harper's Ferry, and today, Harper's Ferry National Historical Park attracts a quarter of a million visitors annually. For more information on the flood of 42, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.